有机会今天早晨和西雅图弟兄姊妹一同聚在他的跟前。
We thank the Lord for giving me this opportunity to gather together with our brothers and sisters in Seattle before him.
我刚到美国来的时候呢，落脚的城市就是西雅图。
When I first came to the States, my first stop was in Seattle.
我1983年离开西雅图。
I left Seattle in 1983.
那么这其中呢，回西雅图很多次。
And in between, I have come back to Seattle for many times.
但是这一次呢，回西雅图跟以往都不一样。
But this time around, when I visited Seattle, it's different from other times.
因为这一次呢，我住在我儿子家里面。
Because this time I stayed with my stay at my son's house.
我发现时间实在过得很快。
I just found out that time really flies.
那昨天晚上呢，所以我前半夜几乎都睡不着觉。
And for last night, for the first half of last night, I couldn't sleep.
你知道，这对一个做父亲的人来讲，这是一个很值得纪念的日子。
You know, that's for being a father, that's a day worthy of remembrance.
所以今天早晨主给我一点负担，和弟兄姊妹交通一个题目。
So this morning, the Lord has given me this burden to share with the brothers and sisters on this topic.
我相信呢，这个题目不光是对弟兄说的。
I believe this topic is not just addressed to brothers,
也是对我们所有神的儿女们说的。
But also for all God's children.
这个题目我给它起名叫一个父亲的角色。
This topic is a father's role.
我们一起先读几处的经文。
Let's read a few passages first.
以弗所书第六章第四节。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4.
你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord.
哥罗西书第三章第二十一节。
Galatians chapter 3, verse 21.
你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，恐怕他们失了志气。
Fathers, do not exasperate your children so that they will not lose heart.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章
First Thessalonians chapter 2
第九节到第十二节
From verse 9 to 12
弟兄们你们纪念我们的辛苦劳碌昼夜做工传神的福音给你们免得叫你们一人受累我们向你们信主的人是何等圣洁公义无可指摘有你们做见证，也有神做见证。你们也晓得我们怎样劝勉你们，安慰你们，嘱咐你们个人，好像父亲带自己的儿女一样，要叫你们行事对得起那招你们进他国得他荣耀的神。
For you recall, brethren, our labor and hardship, our working night and day, so as not to be a burden to any of you.We proclaim to you the gospel of God. You are witnesses, and so is God. How devoutly and uprightly and blamelessly we behaved toward you, believers. Just as you know how we were exhorting and encouraging and imploring each one of you as a father would his own children, so that you will walk in a manner worthy of the God who calls you into his own kingdom and glory.
约书亚记二十四章第十五节。
Joshua chapter 24, verse 15.
后面的这一句话。
The very last part of it.
至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
As for me and my household, we surely will serve Jehovah our God.
约翰一书。
First John.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
第一节。
Verse 1.
你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱使我们得称为神的儿女我们也真是他的儿女。
See how great a love the Father has bestowed on us, that we will be called children of God, and such we are.
以弗所书第五章第一节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1.
以弗所书第五章第一节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1.
所以你们该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样。
Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children.
我们读经就暂时读这么多。
And we will stop our scripture reading for now.
我们知道做父亲是一件喜乐的事。
We know that it's a joyful thing to be a father.
做父亲也是一个责任。
And to be a father is also a responsibility.
是我们对儿女的一个责任。
It is a responsibility to our children.
做父亲也是从神那里得着的一个托付。
And being a father is also an entrustment from God.
因为呢，是儿女是耶和华所赐给我们的产业。
Because our children are a gift from God.
有的人把产业失去了，有的人为神得着了产业。
Some may have lost the gift for God, and some has gained the gift for God.
做父亲也是神给做弟兄的人一个极大的尊荣。
And being a father is also a great honor God has given to brothers.
但是我们在实际肉身的经历里面，我们必须承认。
But in our experience, we have to confess that.
做父亲是一件不容易的事情。
Being a father is not easy.
是特别在我们今天所生活的时代。
Especially for our current generation.
可能我们的前一个时代呢，在远东东方的社会里面呢，这父权是很高的。
And maybe for our previous generation, especially in the Far East, being a father, the authority of father was very high.
所以刚才我们领诗的弟兄讲，以前呢，我们一讲到父亲，都感觉到了这个父亲的威严。
And so just like our song leaders just mentioned that when we, in the past, when we heard about father, we feel like there's an authority and there's a strict.
在今天我们所生活的时代。
And yet for our current generation.
在社会学上面，在文学上面，称作后现代的时代。
And it is called a postmodern generation.
我们看见有许多的地方，人把以往的那些过分的，不仅把它打掉了，并且到了另外一个极端。
They have broken that which was has gone extreme, but they have brought it to the other extreme.
所以今天做父亲这件事情，不论是在社会中，或者是在神的儿女们中间，是一个好像不明朗也失落的事情。
So being a father, it has become a very blurry. Something has lost not only in the society but also among God's children.
今天早晨呢，我觉得我自己没有资格来说这件事情。
This morning, I don't feel like I am qualified to talk about this
matter. 我也盼望呢，能够在主的话语里面，在教会的生活里面看见有好的榜样。
I also hope that in God's word and also among God's children, I can see good examples.
当我们要讲到一个父亲的角色的时候
，and when we talk about the role of a father,
我觉得呢，在人间，我们可以看见一些好的榜样。
I think maybe in this world we can see some good examples.
但是真正我们要看那为父的原则，我们需要来认识我们的神。
But if we truly want to see the principle of being a father, we need to come to know our God.
他是我们的父亲。
He is our father.
就好像使徒约翰和使徒保罗都这样提醒我们。
Just like Apostle John and Paul remind us.
使徒约翰告诉我们说，看啊，父给我们的是何等样的慈爱。
Apostle John says that, see how great a love the Father has bestowed on us.
我们也真是他的儿女。
And indeed we are children of God.
我们要认识他，我们才会做父亲。
We need to know him, then we know how to be a father.
我们看见使徒保罗也告诉我们说，他说呢，我们要效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样。
And the Apostle Paul reminds us we need to be imitators of God, just like beloved children.
唯有我们在神的救恩，在神的家里面，我们做神儿女，享受他那为父的爱。
Only in God's house and also in His salvation as a beloved children to enjoy His love of God.
我们才知道怎么样在地上我们来做 一个好的父亲。
Then we will know how to be a good father on earth.
今天早晨呢，我要分四方面和弟兄姊妹来交通。
This morning I would like to share with the brothers and sisters from four aspects.
第一个点呢，我从圣经里面来看呢，做父亲的意义是什么？
The first aspect is what is the meaning of being a father?
第二个点呢，我要和弟兄姊妹来看做父亲的责任。
And the second point is I would like to share with the brothers and sisters the responsibility of being a father.
父亲角色的重要性。
Or the importance of a father's role.
第三个点呢，我要和弟兄姊妹来看看做父亲的原则。
And the third point, we would like to look at the principle of being a father.
最后呢，我要和弟兄姊妹一起交通一点关于实行。
And lastly, we would like to look at how can we put that into practice.
怎么样扮演好做父亲的角色。
How can we fulfill a father's role?
我们知道神乃是生命的源头。
We know that God is the source of life.
所以在希伯来书第十二章里面讲到。
So in Hebrews chapter 12, he says,
我们的神乃是万灵之父。
And he said that our God is the father of all spirits.
啊，所有的生命都是从他而来的。
All lives are from him.
我们今天在肉身中做父亲。
As in our flesh, we are being a father.
我们不敢说呢，我们是我们孩子生命的源头。
We cannot say that we are the origin for our, the life of our children.
我们只能说呢，我们把神赐给我们的生命，我们传递给我们的儿女。
We can only say that we pass on the life we have received from God to our children.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们能够把神给我们的生命传递给我们的儿女。
Dear brothers and sisters, we can pass on the life we have received from God to our children.
不仅在肉身上面是这样。
Now that applies to our fleshly life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们蒙恩得救了。
Brothers and sisters, we have received by grace.
我们因信耶稣基督父神就重生了我们。
Because of believing in Christ Jesus, we have been born by God.
所以我们今天在神的跟前呢，我们若是要扮演一个好的做父亲的角色。
So before God, if we want to play a good father's role,
我们也需要把从基督那里得着的生命，我们要留意的传递给我们的儿女。
And we also need to pass on the life from Jesus Christ intentionally to our children.
我们怎样从父那里得着了生命？
How we have received the life from the Father.
我们在这个生命里面被培养长大，我们享受神给我们一切的供应。
And in this life we have been cultivated, we have grown and enjoy all the provision from Father.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们也在做父亲的角色中，我们把这传递给我们的儿女。
And being a father's role, and we would like to pass it on to our children.
为父的第二个意义。
And the second meaning of being a father.
我们看见在创世纪第十七章第四节里面那里说到。
We can see that in Genesis chapter 17 verse 4, it says,
神在那里向亚伯拉罕显现。
And God appeared to Abraham.
我们知道在那里呢，亚伯拉罕呢，他和神之间有一个对话。
We know that Abraham had a conversation with God.
这一个对话呢，我们知道之前呢有十三年的时间神没有向亚伯拉罕说话。
We know that prior to that, God haven't spoken to Abraham for 13 years.
我们知道在那个之前呢，神曾经也跟在一个有星星的晚上。
We know that before that, in one of the night with a full of stars,
神跟亚伯拉罕有一个对话。
And God had a conversation with Abraham.
神跟亚伯拉罕说我要祝福你。
God said to Abraham, I'm gonna bless you.
那么神亚伯拉罕跟神说呢，你祝福我有什么用呢？
And Abraham said to God, what good does it make?
我没有儿子。
I don't have a son.
你给我的一切的祝福呢，将来都要归给我家中的仆人。
All the blessings I receive from you are gonna be go to my servant.
那么神说不不不。
And God said, no, no, no.
唯有从你和撒拉所生的呢，才能够承受我给你的祝福和产业。
Only the son born by you and Sarah will receive the inheritance I'm gonna give to you.
亚伯拉罕呢，他听了，真的吗？
And Abraham said, is that true?
神就领他从他的帐篷出来到了外面。
And God led him out of his tent. And
神让他看看天上的星星。
And God led him to see the stars in the sky.
问他说，你数得过来吗？
He said, can you count all those stars?
将来你的子孙呢，就要像这么多一样。
And that's how many descendants you're going to have.
你看看你地上这个旷野的沙土。
And look at the sand in the well.
你数得过来吗
？And can you count them？
将来你的后裔就要这么多。
And that is how many descendants you have.
那一天亚伯拉罕相信了神。
And on that day, Abraham believed in God.
神就称他为义。
And God counted him righteous.
但是我们知道他这一个美好的经历呢，维持不了多久。
And yeah, we know that this wonderful experience didn't last too long.
我想那一天他回到家呢。回到帐篷里面就跟他妻子说我们要有儿子了
And then I believe on that day when he returned to his tent he was said to his wife oh we're going to have a son
他们很高兴
And they were rejoicing
结果过了很长一段时间呢都没有消息
But yeah for a long time nothing happened
所以莎拉就看自己
And Sarah looked at herself
她说我已经年迈了我怎么可能有孩子呢
And she said I'm so advanced in age how can I prepare a child
你要有儿子呢那我就把我使女给你从他你可以得一个孩子。
And she said, if you want to have a son, then I can give you my maid so that you can have a son from her.
我们知道这不是出于信心。
We know that that was not out of faith.
这是出于人自己天然的力量。
And that was out of a man's natural strength.
这样子神就有13年之久没有向亚伯拉罕说话。
Because of that, God hadn't spoken to Abraham for 13 years.
我们知道在这13年中间亚伯拉罕在神面前学信心的功课。
We know that in those 13 years, Abraham learned the lesson of faith before God.
这个信心的功课，他抓住神的话语。
And this lesson of faith was he holding on to the word of God.
但是另外一面呢，他向他自己的能力死。
And on the other hand, he also was dying to his own strength.
等到他99岁的那一年
，when he was 99 years old,
神再向他显现。
God again appeared to him.
跟神向他说，亚伯拉罕呢？我是全能的神
And God said to Abraham Abraham, I am the Almighty God
其实那时候他的名字还叫亚伯兰
And actually at that time his name was still called
你要在我面前做完全的人
And you should be perfect before me
从今以后呢我要立你做多国的父
And from this point on I will make you a father of many nations
而且你以后不要再叫做亚伯兰了
And from now on you shall not be called Abraham
因为亚伯兰的意思呢是一个伟大的父亲，高大的父亲。
And because the meaning of Abraham is the great father.
神说呢，我要使你成为多国之父。
And yet God said that I'm going to make you a father of many nations.
这是什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
这是圣经启示给我们看见父亲另外一个意义。
And this revealed to us another meaning about being a father.
就是亚伯拉罕，他在神的手中。
That means Abraham.Who was in the hand of God.
神在他身上做工。
And God was working in his life.
神在他身上教导他。
God was teaching him.
神在他身上训练他。
God was training him.
神把自己赐给他。
God gave himself to him.
叫他在信心的事情上面有长进。
So that he could grow in the matter of faith.
叫他在信心的事情上走出一条路来。
So that he can pave the path in the matter of faith.
所以神称说你从今以后呢你的名字要叫做亚伯拉罕。
And so God said that from this point on your name shall be called Abraham.
亚伯拉罕的意思就是多国之父。
And Abraham means that a father of many nations.
到了新约时代使徒们起来讲到这件事情的时候。
In the New Testament when the apostle mentioned this matter.
他们就说亚伯拉罕真成为相信之人的父。
And he said that Abraham has become the father of those who believe.
我们称他这个是信心之父
And we call him the father of faith
弟兄姊妹所以为父的另外一个意义
So brother and sister Another meaning to being a father
就是我们今天在神在自己肉身的家庭的里面
Is that in our physical family
我们需要接受神的工作
We need to receive the work of God
我们需要得着神在我们身上所要我们得着的
We need to receive what God desires us to
我们为我们的儿女为我们的家开创一条道路。
We need to pave a way for our family, for our children.
我们显出一个原则，显出一个榜样。
We need to set forth a principle and also an example.
这样做父亲才把家建立起来。
And only in this way the father can establish his family.
今天有的人做父亲很容易。
So for nowadays, some people are being easy doing being a father.
但是我们并不明白那个背后我们该有的责任。
But we don't really understand the responsibility we have behind the scenes.
以至于我们在地上有的时候啊，我们就把时间浪费掉。
So a lot of times we will waste our time on earth.
我们接下来讲到做父亲的职责。
And we're going to talk about the responsibility of being a father.
我们知道在一个家庭的里面，
We know that in a family.
如果父亲是一个尽本分尽责任的父亲，
If the father is a duteous father,
他必定供应他的儿女，
He will provide for his children.
并且必定在家里面做带领的，带领他的儿女。
And he will be the leader of his children.
以至于呢，他的家庭能够有一个健全快乐的生活。
So that his family will be a normal and a happy life.
很可惜啊，今天很多神的儿女们呢，
AndPitifully, there's many God's children.
跟圣经上面说的话一样。
And just like
what has been said. 我们今天做肉身的父亲呢，暂随己意，我们来教养我们的孩子。
And we discipline our children as we think best.
我们从自己肉身的父亲那里学到什么，或者是经历了什么，我们今天在社会上学到什么，经历什么。
It's based on what we have learned from our fathers or what we have learned from the society.
我们就随着自己的判断，我们就在家里面做父亲。
And based on our own judgment, then we will be in the father in our family.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，做一个父亲是一个责任。
Brother and sister, it is a responsibility to be a father.
我们要有责任来供应这个家。
We have this responsibility to provide for the family.
做一个父亲有责任，我们要带领这个家。
And being a father, we have this responsibility to lead the family.
我们知道今天这个时代呢，有的时候人感情呢比较随便。
And we know that in this generation, people are very loose in terms of relationships.
我年轻的时候，认识一对弟兄姊妹。
And when I was young, I knew a couple.
他们呢，曾经在巴西住了很多年。
And they lived many years in Brazil.
这位年长弟兄告诉我说，巴西的人呢，因为天气热，生活呢，都很热情。
Okay, he said that because people in Brazil, because of the temperature was very high, so they were very passionate.
而且这个物质很丰富啊，所以人的生活有一些，在某些人看起来好像很特别。
And because they were also rich in materials, and they are so in their lives something very peculiar.
他跟我讲到一件事情很有意思。
And he mentioned one thing to me very interesting.
他说他邻居啊有一家，看起来一个丈夫一个妻子有儿女。
And there's a in his neighboring family, there's a husband and a wife and also children.
他有一天早上啊，这个妻子打开冰箱了，牛奶不够，就请丈夫去买牛奶。
And so one morning, the wife opened up the refrigerator and found that there's no milk, and she asked her husband to buy milk.
结果直到他们搬家呢，这个丈夫买牛奶还没回来，三年五年。
And in three or five years before this couple the move away, and the husband have not returned.
你知道这个男人呢，就放弃了他做父亲的责任。
And that man forsook his responsibility being a father. He just disappeared.
你知道今天在北美这个社会里面呢，很多这样的家庭。
And we can see many such a family like this in the North America. 我自己传福音
碰见有很多年轻人呢，他们都讲到他们的母亲，从来没有讲到他们的父亲。
And when I share the Gospels, there's a lot of young people, they mention about their mothers, but never their fathers.
他们好像没有父亲一样。
As if they did not have,
父亲只不过给他一个姓而已。
As if they did not have a father.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，这是这个时代的一种的很奇怪的现象。
And that is a very strange phenomena for this generation.
但是这种现象呢，我们知道这是仇敌在人间的一个破坏。
And yet we know that it is a destruction of the enemy in man.
好，所以做父亲呢，我们若是尽这个责任的话，
So being a father, if we would like to fulfill our responsibility,
这个家的家庭生活是健全的，并且是正常的，
and,
是快乐的。
And the family life will be normal and happy.
做父亲第二个责任，
And the second responsibility for a father,
我们要在儿女的成长上面
And,
做栽培和建立的工作。
And we need to establish and cultivate our children concerning their growth.
不仅在家里要供应，要带领孩子们生活。
Not only do we need to provide for them and to lead them.
并且我们盼望孩子将来呢，能够长大以后有一个健康正常的生活。
And we also hope our children as they grow up, they will live a normal healthy life.
所以做父亲的要栽培和建立。
So, being a father, we need to cultivate and we need to establish them.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，在这个栽培上面，今天我们看见在北美很多东方的家庭，
And concerning the matter of cultivating or preparing, and we can see many Asian families.
啊，像最近呢，这个在美国有一个讨论，叫做这个 Tiger Mother。
那
虎妈。
It's just like a recent discussion concerning the matter of a tiger mom.
因为呢，觉得今天美国社会的教育太开放了。
Because they think that the for the education in America is too open.
所以呢，做母亲的在家里面就很严格的训练孩子。
So being a mom at home would strictly train her children.
这多半都是在孩子的才艺学业上面训练。
And the training was focused on the children's talents and academic performance.
真正做父亲的责任。
But the true responsibility for
我们要栽培建立孩子
is to prepare and to establish our children.
我们首先要在孩子的行事为人的上面。
We need to focus on our children's conduct.
然后才谈到呢，在孩子的这个技能、学问和才干上面。
And then the focus will be on children's skill and talents.
一个长成的人是不是有功用？
Brothers and sisters, for a grown-up, whether he has he will be functioning.
光有好的学问，光有好的技术，还有才干，不一定是有功用的人。
And a person might not be functioning properly if he only has a knowledge or talents or skills.
我认识好些弟兄们。
And I know many brothers.
他们从小读书都是第一名的。
And they have been always in the first place.
运动也非常的好。
They also have very good in their sports.
所以他家里面摆满了各样的奖状奖杯。
And you can see that all kinds of trophies in their family.
做一个工作不到一年就换一个工作。
And yet they couldn't stay on a job for long.
因为他的个性没有办法跟人相处。
Because his personality, he could not get along with others.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，做父亲重要的是要先教导儿女。行事为人。
So, brother and sister, being a father is the first and most important thing is to teach our children how to conduct themselves.
所以在古老的时候。
So in the ancient time.
其实不要说古老，现在还是一样。
And actually it is also true.
在美国有一些人呢，他们不一定读大学的。
And in the States, some of them might not have been.
但他们学的东西绝不比一个人读大学的少。
And go through the college education, but what they have learned is not less than others.
我在教会服侍，曾经帮过一些弟兄们进入这些 program.
And in my church service, I have helped some brothers to enter such a program.
在美国叫做 journeymanship.
And that is called journeymanship.
有些地方叫做 tradesman.
Some
做一个手艺的
or a tradesman to learn a certain skill.
比如说呢，今天很多人 push 我们孩子去读 double E， 将来可以到高科技去工作。
For example, some of the parents would like to push their children to study in double E so that they can work in the high tech industry.
但是在 high tech 工作的人呢，不一定懂得会接电的，说不定一接电呢，这就短路了。
But those who are in the high tech industry might not know how to do the.
那么谁去做这些？如果有 power outage， 谁去修呢？是那些 electrician。
And don't know how to do the wiring, but what if there's any power outage, or who's going to take care of that? They're going to be electricians.
这个在远东以前叫做电匠
and
电工
electricians.
他们做工做匠
and they are just a craftsman.
但是他们要进入 journeymanship.
And yeah, they have to enter into this
到美国现在去还是一样，你高中毕业，大学毕业。你要拿执照，你必须要经过这个 journeymanship.
So for it is true in the States, if you want to get a license after your high school or college degree, then you have to go through into this.
学校怎么样收你呢？让你去修这些课呢？
How does the program accept you so that you can go through the program?
你必须先找到一个有执照的师傅，他肯接受你。
And first of all, you have to find a licensed master who
每天早上他上班，你就跟着他出去。
And every morning you just follow him.
你就帮他提工具箱。
And you just take care of the toolbox, and you just help him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这就是做学徒，这就是门徒的意义。
And brothers and sisters, this is the meaning of being an apprentice and also being a disciple.
我小学毕业有一个同班同学，我到现在还记得他名字。
And when I was young, I remember there is one of my classmates.
他因为家境不好。
Because his family,
他父亲说我没有办法供你读初中了。
And the condition was not that good, so his father said that he couldn't afford him to go to
学徒。
Go to a junior high, so he went to become an apprentice.
他去学修车。
and to fix cars.
怎么样呢？先搬到他的师傅的家里面去。
So what did he do? He has to move, first move to live with his master.
帮他的师傅扫地。
And he has to
擦桌子。
Take care of all the chores.
买菜。And 去提篮子。
And he do the grocery shopping.
有小孩子抱着孩子。
And if there's a kids, they have to take care of the kids.
这样两年三年。
And that was a last day for
他学会他师傅在家里怎么做人。
And he learned how to behave like his master.
他学会他的师傅怎么样跟客人讲话。
And he learned how to deal with the customers like his
master. 然后他的师傅开始教他一点事情。
And then his master started teaching him.
等到我高中的时候，有一次我在火车站碰见他。
And when I was in high school, I met him in one of the train station.
他已经像个大人一样。
And I saw my classmates say now he's already like a grown up.
他的谈吐做事情不一样了。
And the way he dealing with things were different.
因为他有一个父亲带他。
Because he had a father who led him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，今天我们看见我们的下一代。
Dear brothers and sisters, as we look at our next generation,
他们被这个社会掳去了。
They have been captured by this society.
被世界的教育系统掳去了。
They have been captured by the worldly
system. 他们看见大人走过去，好像大人不存在一样。
They just pass by the adults as if they don't exist.
这不是别人的过错。
This is not others' fault.
这是家里没有父亲的尽责任。
Because they didn't have a fathers who were responsible at home. Dear brothers and sisters,
有好的父亲才会有好的儿女。
Having a good father, then they will have a good children.
有好的父亲才会有健全的下一代。
Only having a good father, then they will have a normal next generation.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，一个人的功用成熟，首先是在他这个人的品格上面。
Brothers and sisters, the conduct and then also the functions, the usefulness of the person.
他的行事为人
concerning his walk.
然后才讲到功用才干。
Then we will talk about his usefulness and his functions.
很可惜，我看见很多从远东来的年轻家庭。
And pitifully, I see many families from the Far East.
我到远东去也是一样。
And I also found the same thing when I visited the Far East.
不愿意有孩子。
And a lot of young couples don't want to have children.
就一个。
And if they want to have children, they only have one.
为什么？
I asked them why.
他们说现在养孩子成本太高了。
And they say, oh, it's too costly to raise children.
为什么呢？他说我的孩子啊，别人要学钢琴，我的孩子要学。
For example, because my child needs to learn piano.
还有小提琴。
And violin.
还有绘画。
And drawing.
跆拳道。
And taekwondo.
还有游泳。
And swimming.
还要踢足球。
And soccer.
还要会打网球。
And tennis.
十八般武艺，每一样都要。
And they had to be skillful in every kind of sports.
我认识一个弟兄。
And I knew a brother.
他的父亲啊，是开药厂。
His father had a pharmaceutical company.
所以他想啊，我做药厂啊，最好我的儿子做医生。
And so his father thought that since I am doing the pharmaceutical business,
有人推广我的药。
And it's best for my son to be a doctor so that he can sell my medicine.
从小就培养他的儿子十八般武艺都会，结果他儿子最喜欢吉他。
So he prepared his son to be good at everything, and yet his son just like to play guitar.
爸爸就逼着他好好读，他确实在台湾也考上了医学院。
And so his father forced him to study well, and eventually the son
医学毕业那一天呢，他就把他的这个证书啊送给他的爸爸，很恭敬。爸爸，你要的这个给你。
And after his graduation, he just brought his diploma to his father and said, "Father, this is what you wanted."
从那一天他就离开家，再没有回来。
And from that point on, he left his home, never returned.
因为他喜欢他的吉他。
Because he liked his guitar.
他要过他的人生。
He would like to live his own life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是成功吗？
Brother and sister, we call this success.
这是失败吗？也不一定。
We call this a failure. May not be.
我们需要认识做父亲的角色。
Brother and sister, we need to know the role of being a father.
我们需要照着我们的父神怎么培养我们，我们来学习培养我们的孩子。
We need to know how to prepare our children based on how we have been prepared by our father.
若是我们懂得尽父亲的责任，
If we know how to fulfill our father's responsibility,
不仅我们肉身的家庭有健康并且快乐的生活，
Not only do we gonna have a normal and a happy family life,
而且我们能够呢培养我们的孩子将来他有一个健全正常的人生。
But we can also prepare our children to have a normal, healthy life.
很可惜哈，今天很多的家庭受这个世界的影响。
Pitifully, many families has been influenced by this world.
我们把很多好的东西都去换了那个次好的。
And we have exchanged the best for the second best.
我们把很多家庭生活的乐趣去换了那些我们以为将来可以得荣耀的东西。
And we have a trade family enjoyment to something that we feel like something that would be a glorious.
我要稍微提一点点。
I have to mention this a little bit.
我自己侍奉主看见的情形。
And based on what I have learned in my service to the Lord.
我早年呢，1983年，主把我们家从西雅图带离开。
And in my early years, in 1983, Lord has led our family out of Seattle.
我到加拿大的温哥华去服侍。
I serve in Vancouver, BC, in Canada.
那么在那里呢，因为我也还年轻，什么都不会。
And at that time, I didn't know.
年长弟兄们呢，就教导我，要我们呢去照顾年轻人。
So elderly brother asked us to take care of young brothers and sisters.
我那个时候很凶啊。
And at that time, I was very serious.
别人把孩子交给我，两天这孩子就不理我了。
And I was entrusted the children from my parents.
再也不来聚会了。
And in 2 days, they didn't want to come.
但我的姊妹很有爱心。
And yeah, my sister was very loving.
那些初中生、高中生孩子常常到我们家来。
And for those J-Wilers in the high school, they often come to our family.
有几个孩子跟我们很亲近。
And a few children, kids are very close to us.
晚上吃过晚饭，我们要吃饭的时候，我们叫他们回家，你们要回去跟爸爸妈妈一起吃。
And during the dinner time, we say that, "Yo, now you have to go home to have a dinner with your parents."
他说回家，我家没有人。
They said, "Going home, there's nobody at home."
他们家其实就离我们几条街，很大的一个房子，那个叫做 Vancouver Special.
And they actually live in the district called Vancouver Special, just a few blocks from our house.
他说我爸爸妈妈我一个月也见不到几次。
And they said that we really can see our parents in a month.
就是我爸爸妈妈在家做好饭的，我们也不在一起吃，每个人都回自己房间。
And when the meals are prepared and we don't eat together, we just eat in our own rooms.
因为我们每个人房间都有自己的电视，我们要看的 program 我爸爸妈妈不要看。
Because we have a TV in each room, then we like to watch the TV, so sometimes they,
我爸爸妈妈看的我也不要看。
And I don't like to join them watching their program.
所以他们宁可到我们家呢，跟我们在一起，跟我们孩子趴在地上玩，很快乐。
And so they prefer to come to our family to play with our kids.
我记得有一个男孩子告诉我。
And I remember a boy who told me.
他每天下午两点半钟放学。
And he said that every afternoon when I got out of school at 2:30.
每次站在校门口，我就不知道去哪里。
And that time when I stood at the before my school, I don't know where to go.
慢慢就养成一个习惯，就去搭巴士到 downtown Vancouver 去。
And he cultivated a habit to take the bus to downtown Vancouver.
他就在那个大楼的底下坐在那里看人。
And he just sat in front of a tall building, watching people.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，我们的孩子有的时候在这样环境长大。
So brothers and sisters, some of our children are growing up in this environment.
也有一些父母亲啊，排给他各式各样的活动。
And some other parents just arrange all kinds of activities for their children.
我们培养孩子好像是将来是奥林匹克的这个运动员一样。
And as if we are preparing our kids to be Olympic athletics.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，这都是两方面的不平衡。
And brothers and sisters, either of them is balanced.
我们需要在这些点上回到主的话语，回到圣灵的带领。
And based on that, we need to return to God's word and also back to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
稍微再讲一点做父亲的原则。
And we would like to share on the principle of being a father.
我们刚刚讲到使徒约翰和使徒保罗。
We mentioned already the apostle John and Paul.
他们不仅自己，并且他们提醒弟兄姊妹，我们都活在父神的爱中。
They remind themselves and also brother and sister that we all live in the love of a father.
使徒约翰告诉我们说，看哪，父赐给我们是何等样的慈爱。
Apostle John says that what great love we have, the Father has bestowed on us.
我们来到聚会的里面。
Brothers and sisters, as we come to church meetings,
这是神的家。
This is a house of God.
神是我们的父亲。
God is our Father.
所有侍奉主的人需要有为父的心。
All those who serve God need to have this fatherly heart.
我们要为父的心来服侍弟兄。
We need to serve brothers and sisters with a father's heart.
享受神的爱。
So that they can enjoy the love of a father.
我们看见保罗也告诉我们说，我们要效法我们的神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女。
And Apostle Paul also reminds us that we need to be imitators of God as beloved children.
我们在肉身中啊，我相信我们都爱我们的孩子。
We believe that in our flesh, we all love our children.
所以我们的孩子就效法我们。
So our children are imitating us.
我我 我孩子小的时候
And when my kids were young
我吃饭有一个习惯的吃到最后两口我就不吃了
I have a habit when I have a meal
菜也是一样就不吃了
I won't finish it all
我的孩子吃饭也是吃到最后就不吃了
And so my kids also have the same habit
他说你看你为孩子做了一个榜样
And my sister just reminded me that you have set an example for your kids
所以为着孩子我就把我那一口吃了
And just for the sake of my children then I just finish my meal
你的孩子喜欢学父母亲的样子
You know that the kids would like to followThe pattern of their children, of their parents.
我看见有一些弟兄姊妹啊
And we saw some brothers and sisters.
他们对人是很恭敬的
And they show respect to others.
他们的孩子出来碰到人也是很恭敬
And their children will show the same thing.
有些弟兄姊妹可能主的生命还没在这个点上摸到我们
And for some brothers and sisters, maybe the Lord's life has not touched you in this
matter. 我们做人是比较随便一点，粗一点，豪这个豪爽一点。
Sometimes we may be a free spirit, or a little bit rough.
我们的孩子也自然就是这个样子。
And that our children will follow suit in the same manner. 所以我们看见，
我们因为爱孩子，所以孩子就学我们的样子。
It is because we love our children will follow us.
但是我们今天要认识父的慈爱。
And today we need to know the love of the Father.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，神真是我们。
Brothers and sisters, our God indeed is our Father. He loves us.
供应我们
He provides for us.
他教我们
And He teaches us.
他培养我们
He prepares us.
而且呢，他在我们身上有无比的忍耐
And He has unlimited patience with us.
像路加福音第十五章
Just like what is recorded in Luke chapter 15.
主耶稣讲到一个父亲的故事
Our Lord Jesus mentioned the story about a father.
所有的读圣经都讲那是一个浪子的故事。
And all those study the Bible would say that it's a story about a prodigal son.
实际上呢，当我们真摸到那一段圣经的它里面的感觉的时候，我们知道主耶稣是讲到那个父亲。
If we truly touch the feeling behind that passage, we will see that the Lord was talking about the father.
这个父亲真是爱他的孩子。
His father really loved his children.
我相信这个父亲在孩子小的时候都好好教他们，供应他们。
I believe that when his children were little, he will prepare them and he will provide for them.
但是孩子虽然同一个父亲母亲呢，他们可能个性很不一样。
And yet, although one parent, they may have a different personality.
我不晓得我们在做父母亲，你有没有感觉？
I don't know whether that applies to you, those who are being the parents.
或者我们自己有兄弟姊妹。
Or we have siblings.
虽然我们很亲爱的，但是发现个性、性向都不一样。
And even we are pretty close, and we find that we have a different personality.
我们学教育心理的人也这样讲。
And for those who study educational psychology.
他们说在美国啊，他们做过一个社会调查。
They did some survey.
家中的老大啊，都比较规矩。
The older one in the family would be more
conventional.
Yeah.
他们出来啊，长大以后呢，都好好的，要不然做老师啊，要不然做这个医生啊，做一个正正规规，早上九点钟，晚上五点钟下班的工作。
Okay. After they grow up, they would like to go into some quote-unquote normal professions, 9-to-5, being a teacher or being a physician.
但是第二个孩子啊，通常这是他们做统计调查出来。
And that is based on statistics. And for the second one,
第二个孩子都是艺术家、entrepreneur 啊，当兵啊，或者探险啊，或者自由业。
For the second one, they usually more have the free spirit to be a freelancers and then or a soldier or an entrepreneur and the adventurer.
路加福音第十五章这个父亲这两个儿子好像就这样。
And that's what we see in the Luke chapter 15.
这个老大规规矩矩的，天天在家里勤勤恳恳。
And the elder son was at home and very diligent.
那个时候不晓得法定成年是多少岁。
I don't know what's the age for the legal adulthood.
这个小儿子天天算了，我还有几天。
And then, yeah, the younger son was counting his days.
一到他成年，他就跟爸爸讲。
And when he reached his legal adulthood, then he said,
我已经成年了。
He said, I'm already an adult.
请你把我该得的那一份家业给我。
Please give me the estate that's supposed to follow me.
我们读圣经看见那个父亲一句话都不说。
And from the Bible, we can see that the father didn't say anything.
一句话都没有劝他。
And he didn't
try to encourage him. 考虑考虑。
And didn't say that, oh, take another thought.
也没有说儿子时间还没到。
And he didn't say that the son is time is not yet come.
父亲就起来把他分给孩子。
And the father just gave the portion to him.
这孩子拿了，立刻收拾一切就走了。
And the son took what he had and left.
父亲也没有说话。
And the father didn't say anything.
但是当孩子回来的时候，父亲天天就站在那里等他。
And when the son left and the father stood there waiting for him every day.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这岂不说出我们的人生吗？
Brother and sister, does that describe our life?
我们在地上，我们觉得我们一切都是我自己可以做主的。
And we feel like on earth we can be the Lord for everything we do.
我也应该自己做主。
And I shall be the Lord for myself.
我们不知道是父神把这一切都给了我们。
But we don't know that has been given by the Father.
但是他有上好的，他要给我们。
And yet he has the best yet to give us.
就是得着儿子的名分。
And to again the sonship.
我们却不愿意。
And yet we are not willing.
所以我们出去了。
So we left.
但是那一天，当这个浪子回来的时候。
And on that day, when the prodigal son returned,
他的父亲看着远远的看见他，就跑过去迎接他，抱着他，连连与他亲嘴。
When he was still far away off, and his father saw him, he just ran to him and embraced him and kissed him.
所以很多读圣经的人告诉我们说，这个父亲从他儿子离开家那一天，他每天都在等。
And so many Bible students tell us that since his son left home, the father stood there waiting every day.
他没有一天忘记他的儿子。
He had never forgotten his son for one day.
没有一天对他的儿子失望。
He had never be disappointed with his son for one day.
他知道他的儿子会回来。
Because he knew his son would return.
这是父神的慈爱。
This is God's loving kindness.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，做父亲第一个原则就是这样的爱。
Brother and sister, being a father, the first principle is to have such a love.
第二个原则，我们的神在爱中是有目的的神。
And the second principle is God in His love, He has a purpose.
所以父的爱是照着真理的爱。
So, the father's love is based on truth.
是在这个真理的范围的里面的。
It's within the realm of the truth.
我们知道今天人讲爱啊，有时候爱出来的结果是很可怕的。
And when we talk about humanly love, and sometimes the result of that love is very.
父神的爱不是这样的。
And yet that is not true for the father's love.
父神的爱乃是建立人的。
And for the God the Father's love is to establish us.
所以我们读圣经，我们看见神拯救我们的是照着他的目的的。
And when we read the Bible, we can see that God saved us based on His purpose.
所以罗马书第八章里面，我们看见神在没有创立世界以前。他就预先认识我们了。
And from Romans chapter 8, we can see that before the foundation of the world, God already knew us.
他就预先的定下了一个目的。
He already predestined a purpose.
然后他来呼召我们。
And he came to call us.
然后他来拯救我们。
And he came to save us.
什么目的呢？
For what purpose?
他要使我们在地上呢被磨成他儿子的形象。
So that we can be transformed into the image of his son.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是做父亲应该有的原则。
So brother and sister, this is the principle for a father.
好，我们爱我们的孩子，
we love,
要在真理里面建立我们的孩子。
We love our children, we shall establish them in truth.
照着神的目的，我们来建立栽培我们的孩子。
According to God's purpose,We prepare and establish our children.
今天很多做父母亲的真的很爱孩子。
And nowadays, many parents love their children.
但照着我们的目的。
But that was according to our
purpose. 孩子还不会选的时候，我们帮他选。
Before our children can make a choice, then we choose for them.
我碰见有一些弟兄了。
And I met some brothers.
其实有姊妹也是这样。
And also some sisters.
孩子很小的时候就把他当天才来教育。
They have treated their children when they were young as a genius.
以前我们聚会有一个家庭
and there was a family in the past.
父母亲都是高学位的
and then both parents were highly educated.
第一个孩子出生了
and then were the firstborn.
哇，这个姊妹高兴得不得了
and the sister was so happy.
她说妈妈没有得诺贝尔奖，将来这个儿子要得诺贝尔奖
and the mother said that I didn't get a Nobel Prize and then the hope is not
you.
Because that sister was very outstanding.
她是学这个 biochemistry.
And she was in the biochemistry.
那么他的儿子有一次我到他家
and one time when I visited their family
我们他就给我倒一杯水放在桌上
and the sister gave me a cup of water
儿子跑来了一手就把这个杯子一推就倒到地上掉到地上 一地都是水。
And the summer just ran over and then swept the water to the floor.
我以为这妈妈会告诉儿子说不行，这个不对的。
And I thought that the mother would say to her son, no, it's not right.
你看我儿子会做重力实验呢。
And yet the mother was so happy and clapping her hands saying that, oh, now he already know to do the experiment of gravity.
弟兄姊妹们，这些是我们没有真理。
And brothers and sisters, that is a condition described as without truth.
这不是培养孩子。
That's not a way to love him.
后来她的婆婆来了，跟我办了一个很厉害的交涉。
And then later, her mother-in-law came and have a dealing with me.
她说，你服侍弟兄姊妹，你怎么不告诉他这个是不对的？
And then she said to me, you serve brothers and sisters, how come you don't tell them this is not right?
我说，我怎么敢讲啊？
And I said, how can I say to them?
我讲了以后，他不来聚会了。
If I say that to them, then they won't come to meetings.
他看到我就背着对对我了。
And probably they're going to see me and they're going to turn their back on me.
弟兄姊妹们，
so、sisters,
我们需要学为父的原则。
We need to learn about the principle of being a father.
神定了一个目的，这个目的就是他的儿子。
God set a purpose, and that purpose is about his son.
所以我们为什么需要认识主耶稣？
So that's the reason why we need to know the Lord Jesus.
你多认识基督，你就多认识我们今天做人父神培养我们的目的。
The more we know the Christ, the more we know the purpose God has preparing us.
我们照着神的目的来教养我们。
And we need to educate our kids according to God's purpose.
今天很多人呢，照着自己的目的，到了孩子还没成年，就很多的难处。
And a lot of people that prepare their kids according to their purpose, and before they have reached their adulthood, they already have a lot of problems.
第三个点
，And the third point,
为父的原则，我们不仅要把目的啊摆在我们孩子的身上。
The third principle of being a father. Not only do we need to place the purpose of God before our children.
我们要教导孩子啊，做人的那个道路。
And we also need to teach our kids about the way of life.
Way of conduct.
Way of conduct.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，所以保罗告诉我们说呢，我们要效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女。
So Paul tells us we need to be imitators of God as a beloved children.
以弗所书第五章，保罗讲到神的三方面。
And in the book of Ephesians, Paul mentioned three aspects of God.
第一方面呢，神是爱。
The first, God is love.
所以在这个爱中，我们呢要教导孩子做人呢，要从爱出发。
So in this love, we need to teach our kids to the way of a love.
你知道，孩子哈是就是孩子。
We know that kids are kids.
有时候碰到一些事情来啊，他们只是觉得好玩而已。
And sometimes in certain some circumstances,
并不一定有什么恶坏的心。
They just think it is funny. They didn't have that evil intent.
我们看见在教会生活里面，有时候会碰见这种情形。
And sometimes we may see that in the church life.
今天在学校里面，在远东，在美国都有这种情形。
And it happens in the school life, either in the Far East or in the States.
在远东呢，他们叫做这个学校的霸凌事件。
That is called
bullies. 在教会里面，有时候也会有这样的情形。
The same thing might happen in the church life.
这孩子们他们在一起熟了，如果今天有其他新的孩子来，他们就不跟他讲话。
And if there's a newcomer to their group, then the kids might not speak to them.
甚至有的孩子趁着大人不在的时候就是欺负别人。
And they may bully others.
孩子自己不懂。
They didn't really understand it.
但是做父母亲的要教。
But and yet, as parents, we need to teach them. Especially for fathers.
我们必须要站在一个神那样的地位上面。
And we, as a father, we need to be in the position as a
代表神在地上做我们父儿女的权柄。
And we need to represent God as an authority over our kids.
这个是行事为人该有的这个情形。
And this is the way of conduct.
所以以弗所书第五章呢，一开头讲到我们要效法神的那个爱。
And so in the beginning of Ephesians chapter 5, it says that we need to be imitators of God's love.
我们要学会呢舍弃，放下自己。
And we need to
put ourselves. 而且呢，一切的淫乱、污秽、贪婪了，连提都不要提。
And we not to mention any impurities or evil or greed.
然后讲到像神那样的光明。
And we need to be of light as God is.
这光明，保罗也讲得很清楚：良善、公义、诚实。
And Paul also mentioned that that is a kindness and righteousness.
所以有的时候孩子们呢，在有一些事情上面，他们自己不觉得啊，但父母亲感觉他说谎。
And then for some matters, if the kids didn't realize that, but the parents are knew they already they
lied. 我们要教导孩子。
And we need to teach them.
啊，前不久我们聚会呢，年轻弟兄姊妹起来啊交通。
And not long ago, there's a young brother and sister shared in our assembly.
哦，他们要分享的这一次 WCC 他们的领受。
And they were to share what they have gained from WCC.
有一个高中的年轻弟兄。
And there was a high schooler.
他说：“我今天要在这里啊，认一件事情 ，confess 一件事。”
And he said that I need to confess one thing.
他说：“我们 young people 啊。”有很多事情是不愿意我爸爸妈妈知道的。
And he said, for our young people, there's a lot of things I do not want our parents to know.
其实我们做爸爸妈妈坐在底下也笑，我们也有很多事不要让我们父神知道。
And actually, as a parents are sitting down there, 是是 we also laughed because there's a lot of things we don't want our father in heaven know.
神在这些点上要教导我们。
You know, concerning this matter,
因为神就是光。
God is to teach us because he is light.
赐给我们，要叫我们过一个光明的生活，成为光明之子。
Yes, given us this life so that we need to live a life of light to be a sons of light.
所以简单的讲啊，在这些都是行事为人，良善、公义、诚实。
And so this is a way of conduct that is a kindness, sincerity, and then
然后呢，以弗所书第五章再讲到一个点，就是神就是智慧。
And also in the book of Ephesians, it mentioned that God is wisdom.
然后我们要教导孩子做智慧的选择。
And we need to teach our kids to make the wise choice.
啊，有的时候像孩子吃东西，这是习惯。
And for example, their diet sometimes is a habit.
孩子的作息、睡眠也是一个习惯。
And their schedule is also a habit.
我前不久我们的年轻人出去，他们去 camping， 他们邀我也去参加。
Not long ago, our young people went for a camping trip, and I was also invited.
他们 counselor 要我跟年轻人讲一点生活的事情。
And their counselor invited me to share something concerning their daily living with them.
所以我就跟他们谈哈，这个两个 H， 一个是 habits， 一个是 hygiene。
And so I mentioned two H's， and one is a habits and the other is hygiene.
好，我就问他们哪几样 habits 是很重要的。
And I mentioned to them those are the important habits. And I only want to mention three.
所以他们第一个讲的是 eating habits.
And the first habit they were saying that was an eating habit.
第二个讲 sleeping habits.
And the second was a sleeping.
第三个讲的这个 exercising habits.
And the third was
他们没有讲 study.
And the third was a exercising study. And they didn't want to mention the study habit.
然后我就问他们讲到 sleeping habits 哦。
And when I said to them, when we talk about the sleeping habit,
他们中间有很多小弟弟啊，还是在小学里面。
And I share in English, they have a younger siblings still in the elementary school.
我就问他们说，你们早上起来有几个是头昏昏沉沉 ，foggy head？ 结果这个小弟弟都举手了。
And I asked them, when you rise up in the morning, how many of you have a foggy head? And most of them raised their hand, even the younger one.
你就看见今天呢，很多家庭哈。在生活习惯上面是很松的。
And brothers and sisters, we can see that in our family lives, many of us are very loose in schedule.
以至于呢，孩子这么小，这些成年的退化病都在他身上开始。
And even for the younger ones, even they are so young, and those are chronic.
这个叫做 chronic degenerative diseases.
They have this kind of disease.
今天人会老化的。
And people will
degenerate. 因为连这些基本的在家里面都没有教。
And because they have not been taught in their family life.
非常的随性的。
And they just are very loose.
弟兄姊妹们，做父亲要在这个点上带领这个家。
So brother and sister, as a father, we need to lead this family.
在这个家里面要设定家的一个生活的习惯。
And in the family, they need to establish a schedule.
弟兄姊妹，这样子叫孩子出去以后，他们能够知道自己该怎么行事为人。
So that when they leave home, they will know how to conduct themselves.
因为当年轻人一离开家，同伴社会对他的影响就非常的大。
Because when the young people, when they leave home, they have been greatly influenced by their peers.
这同伴说 ，Come on, 大家都来，你也去喝一杯吧。
And the peers will say, Come, join us to have a drink. Everybody does that.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，请原谅我讲。
Brother and sister, allow me to say this.
我们很多孩子们今天都喝酒。
And a lot of young people are drinking.
我们很多的可能父亲的在家里也喝酒。
Probably a lot of us are,
不是说我们不可以喝酒。
We're also drinking at home.
但是呢我们在家里面有没有教导孩子一个准确正确的意念。
That is not to say we cannot drink, but have we talked to them concerning the right concept?
我讲这三个原则，第一个爱的原则。
And so I mentioned three principles. One is the principle of love.
第一个目的就是照着真理的原则。
And the second principle is according to the purpose.
第三个
truth.
行事为人的道路，就是习惯的原则。
And the third is the way of conduct. That is the principle of habit.
然后我们要和弟兄姊妹交通一点，怎么样扮演好一个做父亲的角色。
And then I would like to share with the brothers and sisters how to fulfill the role of a father.
我们若是要在肉身中做一个好的父亲，
If we want to be a good father in our flesh,
尽责任的父亲，
Be a responsible father,
弟兄姊妹，我们要接受保罗的劝勉。
We need to take the exhortation from Paul.
我们应该效法神。
We need to imitate God.
所以好好的读圣经。
So we need to study the scripture well.
好好的在肉身里面呢，到主面前问主这件事发生，我学到什么功课？我该学什么功课？
And for every event, we need to come before the Lord and ask the Lord how I can learn in this matter.
我们知道亚伯拉罕，他所以能够做父亲，是因为神教他信心的功课。
We know that for Abraham, the reason that he could be the father because God taught him the lesson of faith.
他从75岁开始学信心的功课。
From the age of 75, he learned the lesson of faith.
一直学到99岁。
Until he was 99 years old.
多少年？
How many years?
24年。
24 years.
到了这个时候，神说，你现在开始可以做父亲。
And to that point, God said that now you can become the father.
我们都是先做了父亲才开始学。
And for us, a lot of us, we just being a father and then start to learn the lesson.
有时候，所以我上主日交通完，有一个弟兄说，伯弟兄，你下次讲怎么做祖父好了。
So last time when I shared, actually when I shared this topic last Sunday, and a brother came to me and said that next time please share how to be a grandfather.
我说神没有孙子，神只有儿女。
But I said that God does not have a grandson, grandchildren.
我们做父亲还没学好怎么做祖父呢。
If we don't know how to be a father, how can we be a grandfather?
若是我们真要做一个好的父亲。
So brother and sister, if we truly want to be a good father,
我们要好好的做神的儿女。
We need to be a beloved children of God.
好好的享受神的爱。
We need to enjoy God's love.
好好的学神在我身上的管教的功课。
And we need to learn well the lessons about God's discipline.
有时候我们学到不用说话的，我们儿女就学到。
And sometimes when we learn the lesson, we don't have to say anything, our children will learn.
弟兄姊妹，这是很宝贵的。
This is very precious.
第二个点呢，我们要为儿女分别自己为圣。
And the second point, we need to sanctify ourselves for our children.
在约翰福音第十七章第十九节。
In the Gospel by John's
主耶稣要上十字架以前在父神面前祷告。
The Lord prayed before God before he was crucified.
他说我为他们的缘故自己分别为圣。
And he said that for their sakes I sanctify myself.
好叫他们呢也因真理成为圣洁。
So that they may be sanctified in truth.
弟兄姊妹们，这个点呢是做父亲的要学的。
Brother and sister, this is a lesson a father should learn.
我们没有家没有儿女之前，我们可以过我们自己喜欢的生活。
Before we have a family, then we can live our own life. We would like to enjoy.
但是我们有了儿女以后，
But after we have a kid,
儿女的缘故，我们就放下一些我们自己的习惯。
And for the sakes of our children, we would like to let go of our habits.
我们也改过一些我们的习惯。
And we also need to change our habits.
在教会历史中有一个弟兄啊。很特别。
In church history, there was a brother who was very special.
他的孙子跟我们中国基督徒很有关系。
And his grandson has much to do with Chinese Christians.
他的孙子就是戴德森弟兄 ，Hudson Taylor.
His grandson was Hudson Taylor, brother Hudson Taylor.
Hudson Taylor 的祖父叫做 James Taylor.
And his grandfather was James Taylor.
他是在苏格兰的一个农村里面。
And he was in a Scotland farm.
他们虽然从小呢就有这个基督信仰的气氛氛围。
And then in his youth, they already have this Christian atmosphere in their environment.
但是他自己却不是一个认真的基督徒。
And yet he himself was not a serious Christian.
一直到他结婚的那一天。
It was not until he got married.
那天早上起来，忽然好像神的灵感动他。
And that morning, it seems that the Spirit of God moved him.
我今天要结婚了。
And he said, I'm going to get married today.
我要变成一个负责任的人。
I'm going to be a responsible person.
但是我是一个不会负责任的人。
But I'm the person don't know how to be responsible. I have never been responsible.
所以他就觉得压力很大。
So he feel much pressure.
他就忘记他婚礼是十点钟。
And he forgot that his wedding was at 10 o'clock.
他就跪下来祷告。
So he ran to the field and knelt and prayed.
一直到12点钟别人来找他了才把这个新郎找回去。
It was not until noontime that people came to seek him and find the groom.
他在神的面前祷告。
He prayed before God.
他说：“神啊，怎么办呢？我没有负过责任。
”He said, "God, how can I do? I have never been responsible."
但从今天以后，我要结婚了，我要对我妻子负责。
From this point on, I will get married, and I need to be responsible to my wife.
将来如果你把儿女赏赐给我，我要对我的儿女负责。
If you're going to give me children, then I will need to be responsible to them.
他说：“主啊，你是立约的神。”今天我跟你立约，求你帮助我。
He said, "God, you are the God of a covenant, and I made a covenant with you. Please help me."
弟兄姊妹，这是一个该有的态度。
Brother and sister, this is the attitude we should have.
做父母亲，如果我们随着自己的意思做
，being parents, if we do it according to our own will,
我们很可能会失去神赐给我们的产业。
We may lose the heritage God has given us.
但若是我们肯在神的面前承认我们需要他的帮助。
But if we before God confess that we need His help,
弟兄姊妹，神给我们的真是何等的丰富。
And we can see that how rich God has given us.
我们知道戴德森弟兄哈，他被主得着。
We know that Brother Hudson Taylor was gained by the Lord.
一直到第五代，他们都还在侍奉主。
Until his fifth generation, they are still serving the Lord.
这真是神听祷告。
And God really heard the prayer.
那么第三个点
，The third point，
做父亲的。要在家里面建立好的家风。
And the family the father need to establish a good
这个 family lifestyle.
Family lifestyle at home.
每一家需要父亲呢要建立这个家的家风。
And every father has to establish the good family lifestyle.
有的父亲是很严肃的，所以这父儿女都不会笑的。
And we know that some fathers are very serious, so their children don't know how to smile.
因为父母亲呢很随便的，所以儿女也没有帮助。
And some parents are very loose, and so their children have no boundary.
摩西在他要见神的面子之前
，and before Moses saw God's face,
他把神给他的律法再说一遍。
He recounted the law he received from the Lord.
在生命记里。
That's in Deuteronomy.
他向以色列百姓说
，He said to the people of Israel.
他说：“以色列啊，你们要听。
”He said, "People of Israel, you need to listen."
耶和华我们的神是独一的主。
He said that Jehovah our God is the only God.
你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
You need to love the God your Lord with all your heart, with all your strength, with all your mind.
我今日所跟你们讲的话，你们都要记在心上。
You need to take in heart the words I'm speaking to you.
而且要殷勤地教训你的儿女。
And you need to teach your children diligently.
无论你坐在家里面
，whether you are sitting at home，
或者走在路上
，or you are walking，
或者躺下来
，or you are lying down，
或者起床
，or you are rising up，
都要谈论。
You need to talk about.
弟兄姊妹，这是做父亲该有的责任。
Brother and sister, this is a responsible father should have.
我必须承认呢，我在这个点上有我的失败，很失败。
And I have to confess that I have a much failure.
我儿女小的时候，我带他们读圣经，大概数得出来。
And when my
五个指头都数不满。
And when my children were young, then I can just a few times I let them study God's word.
有一次，我听见一位主年长的仆人他讲。
And one time I heard a elderly servant share.
他说他幼年的时候，他是在一个大家庭里面长大。
He said when he was young, he grew up in a big family.
他的父亲很忙。
And his father was very busy.
但是每个礼拜啊，他父亲一定要召聚所有的儿女一起在家里读圣经。
And but every week his father has to gather all the children together to study God's word.
一起在家里祷告。
And pray together.
即便孩子啊还不懂，但是父亲的那个敬虔的形象印在他们心。
Even the kids were so small that couldn't understand, and yet the divine image of the father was imprinted in their hearts.
我现在只记得我孩子大概读初中的时候，我大概有一两个早上起来
陪他们读了一点诗篇。
I can only remember when my kids in the junior high, I got up in the morning and pray.
我不晓得他们记不记得。
And study the book of Psalms. I don't know
if they remember.
But I remember it very clearly.
但是我失去了许多的机会。
And yet I have missed out many other opportunities.
我们中间有年轻的父亲的，盼望你们能够在家里跟妻子一起建立这个风气。
And for young fathers among us, I hope that you can establish this lifestyle with your wives.
在家里一起唱诗歌。
You can sing hymns together at home.
我在家不跟他们一起唱诗歌，我唱我自己的。
At home, I don't sing with my kids.
因为我的诗歌都是我自己编的。
I sang along because I made my own hymns.
我常常把诗歌歌词忘记了，就自己唱一句。
Because I will forget the lyrics and so I just made on my own.
不是这样唱的，是这样唱的。
And a lot of my wife will remind me, it is not the way, it's not this way, it should be seen that way.
但是我姊妹做母亲的，她每天晚上我记得，她常常带孩子一起唱诗歌。
But as for my wife, I remember as a mother, she often let our children sing.
在家中呢，重视生命。
And in our family, we need to focus on life.
不重视外面的这些对错，这些是非。
Rather the rights and or wrongs.
我们不要让孩子学会讲道理，我们要让孩子学会在主的面前经历神的爱。
And we don't want our kids to be just try to reason. Rather, we need to have them to experience God's love.The fourth point.
做父亲，好的父亲角色，我们要养育孩子。
And the fourth point, we need to nourish our children.
要警戒孩子。
We need to admonish our children.
要管教孩子。
We need to discipline them.
这个养育也包含了我们教孩子怎么样培养好的娱乐习惯。
And this nourishing also includes how to cultivate their good hobbies.
弟兄姊妹们，我们人呢不是机器。
Brothers and sisters, we humans are not machines.
我年轻时候有一个年长同工教我。
And I was taught when I was young by an elderly servant.
他说在教会牧养神的儿女们。
And he said that in God's church to shepherd God's children.
也要和弟兄姊妹有适当的这个休闲的生活。
And you are supposed to have some kind of appropriate
Leisure life. 弟兄姊妹们，那么我们讲到这个警戒和管教。
And we talk about the nourish, admonition, and the discipline.
我们常常一讲到这个管教，我们都很害怕。
When we talk about discipline, we are very much in fear.
其实，在管教的这个字，它至少有四方面的意义。
There are at least four aspects concerning the meaning of discipline.
第一面呢，是我们要去指导。要去训练。
And the first aspect is we need to instruct and we need to train.
要做榜样，带着孩子做事情。
And we need to set an example to lead them.
所以在教会的侍奉里面，我看到有一些很美的，就是爸爸妈妈带着孩子一起做事。
And in the church life, we can see something very beautiful, that is parents lead their children to serve.
我们聚会呢，每个主日啊，这个会所是弟兄姊妹自己清洁。
And for our assembly, our, every Sunday, our church building was cleansed by brothers and sisters. And we divided into four groups.
有弟兄姊妹就跟我讲，那我看到一个家好美啊。
And some brothers and sisters mentioned to me, I see that family so beautiful.
我说什么美呢？他说每次我都看这个爸爸带着他的儿子一起去洗厕所。
And I asked, what beautiful it is. And then he said that because I saw the father would lead the son to clean the bathroom.
有时候早上啊，这个父亲啊，早早的来啊，他就带着他的女儿一起把这个恭恭敬敬的把薄饼的杯桌子把它摆好。
And some mornings, the father will bring his daughter to set up the breaking of bread table.
弟兄姊妹，这个是训练。
Brothers and sisters, this is training.
好，我们你看第二个啊，我们要引导我们的孩子。
And the second aspect, we need to lead our children.
好，我们的孩子啊，他人生怎么走，父母亲要引导他。
And we need to our children concerning their life.
这包含了咨询 counseling.
That will include counseling.
要劝勉
and encouragement.
要安慰
and a comfort.
好，我没有时间多讲，我快快的。最后呢。我们看见孩子有时候会有错误的时候，我们要修正。
And we also need to correct them when they make mistakes.
如果孩子啊，在有一些错误上面呢，要让他 记得我们需要有一点的责备和处罚。
And in order for them to remember, sometimes we need to chastise them, and we also need to punish them. 当然，
圣灵会教导我们。
Of course, the Holy Spirit will lead us.
早期我在西雅图有一个姊妹告诉我，她管她的儿子。
When I was in Seattle, and then our sister told me how she disciplined his son, her son.
她怎么讲了，这孩子就是不听。
And then whatever she did, the son couldn't listen.
他用恐吓的方法说，如果你不把玩具收好，我就把你玩具通通丢掉。他说，妈妈你丢，爸爸给我买新的。
And then she was threatening him, if you do not listen, then I'm going to throw away all your toys. And the son replied that, if you throw it away, then father will bring me, will buy me something new.
这个姊妹痛苦的要命，到主面前去流泪的祷告。
And the sister was in much sorrow, and she just went before the Lord and prayed.
主跟他讲，你不用丢他的玩具。
And the Lord said that you don't have to throw away his toys.
如果你再不听妈妈的话，妈妈就不跟你说话。
And then the Lord said to her, if you, as a mother, if you are to the son, if you do not do it, then I will speak to you no more.
他的孩子还小。
Of course, at that time, her son was still small.
孩子起先不觉得怎么样，照样我行我素。
And in the beginning, the son didn't feel anything.
那一天呢，这个妈妈就不看儿子，也不说话。
And on that particular day, the mother didn't look at the son and didn't talk to him either.
一直到晚上
until evening.
这个儿子跑到妈妈面前哭着说，妈妈，我对不起你。
And the son came to the mother and in tears and said, Mom, I'm shortchanging you.
这是一个成功的管教。
Brother and sister, this is a successful discipline.
我们知道，神对亚伯拉罕训练他的信心，神就13年不说话。
We know that when God trained Abraham concerning his faith, God didn't speak to him for 13 years.
我们最后再稍微讲一点。
Lastly, we want to briefly mention.
做父亲呢，我们要用智慧恩典来认识自己的孩子。
And being a father, we need to know our children in wisdom, also in grace.
我们要认识孩子的个格和性向。
And we need to know their aptitude and also a personality.
我们要认识孩子的心智和禀赋。
And we need to know their talent and their mind.
第三个啊，我们认识孩子成长不同的阶段有不同的需要。
And we also need to realize that there is a different needs in different stages.
如果我们在他小的时候，我们没有照着他那个阶段该有的教导他。
If the kids when they are little, we didn't train them according.
等到他大了，我们再想把小时候他该知道的告诉他，会产生难处。
When they have grown up, and we need to tell them what they ought to know when they were little, then it will cause some problems.
很多儿女成年了以后跟父母亲不来往，都是这个原因。
You can see that when the grown-up kids are not dealing with their parents, the root cause was this.
这个时候只有呢。我们放开爱的慈神爱所，让他照着他的意思做。
And then we have to just let it go, just let go the cord of love, to let it go.
所以主讲啊，不要伤儿女的自尊心。
So God said that do not hurt our children's self-esteem.
不合时的教导，过分的要求和责备，都会叫儿女。惹儿女的气。
Inappropriate teaching and over correction and will provoke our children to anger.
在这些点上做弟兄的特别需要留意。
And then that's for brothers, we should pay much attention to this.
我有时候出去看望，听到这个弟兄在里面大声的讲话。
And sometimes when
I
pay the visitation, I hear that there's a loud voice of the father, of the brother inside of the room.
And 姊妹说你在客厅坐坐，他在教儿子读数学。
And the wife came to the door, and the wife would say that, okay, you just be seated.
我也犯过这个错。
For a while, because that my husband is teaching our kids math.
好，弟兄姊妹们，今天这些点上面是我们要留意。
Brothers and sisters, we need to pay attention to these points.
但是我们所有的管教。
And yet all our discipline
做父亲的目的
The purpose of being a father
像约书亚一样他说至于我和我家我们必定侍奉耶和华
Just like what Joshua said As for me and for my house We shall serve the Lord
我们儿女不仅长大成人
Not only our kids will grow
并且他爱主
And they will love the Lord.
愿意好好的侍奉主。
And they would like to serve the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，那是永远的价值。
And brothers and sisters, that is of eternal value.
愿主祝福他的话语。
May the Lord bless His own word.
祝福神的儿女。
Bless God's children. Let's pray together.
我们亲爱的阿爸父亲。
Our dear Abba Father.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
我们实在在你的里面享受那为父的爱。
In you we have enjoyed your fatherly love.
我们实在在基督里面得着了你一切丰盛的供应。
And in Christ Jesus we have received your abundant supply.
父啊，我们做神的儿女。
Father, being the children of God.
但是我们承认我们不会在肉身中做父亲。
We have to confess that we don't know how to be fathers in our flesh.
我们求你教导我们。
We pray that you will teach us.
帮助我们。
Help us.
用你的话语和圣灵。
Using your word and your spirit
来引导我们
to lead us
好叫我们在肉身中我们能够成为我们儿女的祝福
so that we can become a blessing to our children in our flesh
谢谢你听我们的祷告
Thank you for hearing our prayer
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名
In Jesus' most precious name we pray Amen, Amen.